Priya, don't criticize. Why are you so critical? Well, that was a common, I don't know how it is nowadays, but thing you heard. You should not criticize. And it could also be turned all the way to you should not question. Now, interestingly, you could say that it meant you should not criticize the leaders in many cases. Or you should not criticize the ones we don't want you to criticize. But they will criticize you. And I think this is nothing that has been consciously established by some vicious, evil leaders, but just groupthink. When you learn, which many of us had to learn very quickly, and then, as often happens, overdid, to follow authorities. The great guru authority. Or the authorities appointed by the great guru authority, or whoever is up there. So, but what does it mean, criticize? Well, it can mean that you're envious, and that is often the interpretation that one does then. Oh, he's just envious of me or of us. Or that word envious is also very, very commonly used. I don't know how it is now. Oh, you're just an envious snake. Even taking it to the point of aggressive behavior. Yeah, you should not be aggressive, but snakes, Prabhupada said, you can kill because they are envious creatures. So, but do you have to be envious if you give criticism? Or maybe criticism is due. Maybe it is justified. Maybe it is simply critique of something that is wrong, that has to be improved. Well, that's what often happens in religions, right? Hey, ska inte du ha cashewnöten? Gillar du inte den? Jag trodde de här var goda. Va? Du tycker inte om den? Ja, det är i alla fall allt som finns. Okej, du får ta en hasselnöt då. That's my friend, the squirrel again. He got not enough lunch. An almond and a hazelnut. Cashew nuts are not enough, it seems. So, yeah. What is the reality here, and how should we deal with this? And again, just like the doubts, the criticism, that which you think is wrong, it tends to, in religious groups, be shoved down into the dark basement where they don't exist anymore, right?